Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
When we were last together, I was talking about some fees and assessments in California, specifically having to do with roadways and some things that we see up here in our rural area where we do sometimes question whether or not we receive enough benefit for the amount that we seem to pay for gas, vehicle taxes, and other things. And I was saying that there are benefits that we receive, even when we're looking south from here. I had a discussion fairly recently with someone else on this same subject. Not a surprise if I'm doing this as sort of a twofer on what we're talking about in terms of roadways. And we have other benefits that we sometimes don't realize. If we look to the south of us, if you're going to San Francisco or you're hoping to have tourists come north, there's a lot of work going south. Some of that has just recently been refunded. Some of it comes from the existing things. It was an SB1, remember, that I talked about last time. And the improvements in there, the completion of a third lane all the way through from the Bay Area north, basically picking it up at Novato where it goes to two lanes and running it up to about Windsor and completing that section, will be helpful not only to them, but it'll be helpful for us for trucking of things coming in terms of tourists for coming in. And for those of us that drive south, a little more convenient for us. We don't have to live in that heavily trafficked area, but nonetheless, we benefit from it as well in a whole range of ways that we sometimes forget. I'm not one that likes to pay taxes and additional fees any more than anyone else in terms of what we do, but I think that it's really important we remember that everywhere receives benefits, while sometimes they're hard to see, from the taxes and fees that we have to pay. In California, frankly, I think we have areas where we are taxed and feed to death. But roads and construction and maintenance is not one of those areas. It's one where sometimes people always say, well, that's somebody else's problem. It's not. For all of us that live up here, it is our problem. And yes, there are tourists and yes, there is trucking, but there's going to be a lot of use of our roadways. And this has been a discussion that I'm now having with you, but I remember this same discussion going back into, because I'm this old, the 1970s, where there were a lot of discussions about the state. Life is okay, taxes are too high, but in terms of roads and construction, we're better off. I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.